DMR sounds like crap. That's our bottom line. D-Star sounds amazing. Why does that sound like crap? AC Fusion. P25 is okay. D-Star is the best out of all those modes. Yeah, so my repeater, I'm going to be putting pictures up, but, and of course the pole is bigger than the antenna is, but anyway, it's a good funny laugh. I'll be putting those pictures up here soon, but I still need to take better pictures. So I know it's a little grainy, but I just need to find a good day to do that. The antenna is the only thing that came out really decent, but the repeater is at 6,000 feet here, so, and it's sitting here in my front yard as it was the last time. Yeah, I have the coordination for 446825. It's in my name. I'm just going to reallocate it or relocate it, but I'm thinking against it now because this 446825 pair is actually supposed to be out there in Crucio Ranch, and I just don't want people coming into the house. That's the bottom line. Because of the coordinates and all that stuff, I just don't want people to come here. And the 446525, people came here a lot. And it was annoying. They want to know what's inside the garage and what kind of repeater it is. And they're not even ham radio operators. These bozos come out of nowhere and think they can do whatever they want. I had a guy track me on APRS. Can you believe that? He tracked my APRS box on a Kenwood G70, what is that, 707A? Kenwood radio, not even a ham radio operator. Came right to my garage, and I was sitting on my tailgate, and I go, can I help you? And he goes, what do you got here? And I said, are you a ham radio operator? He goes, no. I said, are you anything? He goes, no. I said, then why are you tracking me? He goes, well, because I have this radio and I can track you. And I said, that's not the purpose of APRS, man. I said, you need to leave. He goes, I don't have to. I said, I live in Arizona, man, and all I have to do is call the cops and they'll make you leave. Or I can make you leave because you're actually on my property. So he left. But he was very threatening and harassing. Case of QBTI.